Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mech, and today we're going to talk about Taka Nakagami's strong words about what is going on with Honda. Now, speaking after the race in Kota, Taka said, "It is really difficult to speak of the result this weekend, because all of the Hondas are struggling a lot, and we are more or less 2 seconds a lap slower every lap. We push, but the lap time doesn't come, and the feeling doesn't matter at all. All I can say about my race was that I had a good start, I gained a few positions, but I knew it would only last a few corners. Then I hit the few corners later, where it felt like the speed and the feel of the bike was completely different. And then, of course, I lost. Every corner, every lap. Until my crash, before the last turn in turn 19. As I lost the front there several times before, I had no feeling for the front, and I expected that if I kept pushing, I would definitely have a crash. Unfortunately, three other Hondas had a DNF. This is such a hard moment. I didn't expect this bad at all. Nobody can seem to solve the problem. Nobody can improve. So I just don't know. There is nothing really that I can say. At the moment, I am very disappointed with the performance of everything. The motorcycle, we are slower than last year. This is absolutely incomprehensible. I hope that Honda have some ideas and that they can come through and examine and analyze everything. I want to achieve something important in Jerez." He was then asked, was this definitely one of his toughest races in years? And he said, "Yes, but in any case, three crazy days. There wasn't a single session where we weren't bad. We were always struggling at the end. There's something we've lost. You can even see it from the outside. But the problem is, I just don't know what it is. I can't put a finger on it and say, this is the problem. Maybe I could say that back in 2023, we mainly complained about the grip at the back. But now, of course, it's a lack of grip at the rear. It's the balance of the bike. It's the electronics. It is impossible. This feeling, it is so difficult to ride the bike with any potential. This is a mistake. You have to understand that this is the engineer's job, not our job. We as riders all push to the maximum. But this is why the lap times are almost the same. But they have to understand it. Hopefully they can find it and change something, anything." He was then asked, would a new engine solve it? And he said, "I hope so, but as I said, I can't say where the low potential comes from. Maybe it is from our engine, and the engine solves the whole problem. I hope that too, but at the moment I can't say it because the engine alone can't solve the balance. The feel of the front or the rear grip. There are too many problems at the moment." He was then asked, "Where does he feel that they're losing it the most?" And he said, "We lose a lot in high speed corners, but the real thing is the entry into the turns. As soon as I turn the bike, the feeling in the front is gone. You can imagine how the bike must feel if it doesn't turn. It's absolutely impossible to follow the ideal line. The motorcycle drives differently in the other direction. Then I am forced to use my body position, including the steering, to try and push myself. But it's absolutely impossible. Driving 20 laps like this, it's impossible." Now, for me, this is probably the strongest words I've ever heard out of Taka, you know, and it's very un-Japanese-like to be complaining in the media like this. But, you know, you can see like Kota was a terrible race weekend for the Hondas, who naturally go somewhat well there from all intensive looking back at results from the past. So I think they were going into Kota with maybe a little bit of raised expectation, and they were very quickly pushed back down the order and give a slap of reality. But it's very, very strange that Taka would come out like this. This is sounding like a fella that's ready to put the helmet through the wall and just say, "Here, take the bike back and go fuck yourself," if I'm honest. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think of Taka Nakagami's comments about his weekend in Kota and the Honda bike in general? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.